Hey friends, how you doing? Welcome to my daily update video. I am here, it's my last day in the UK today, and God, it's good. Hey, in a moment, I want to share some crazy stories about adventures in faith, different things I've done, and what I could learn from those. But hey, a few things as normal. If you're new to my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button down there. Give this like this, share this, help me get the word out with these messages that I try to put out to build people's faith every day. Again, do check out some of the links below. A couple of things I mention most days, my email newsletter I'll be sending out tomorrow. Really great way of keeping in touch with me, and look to share about books I'm reading, things I'm listening to, just experiences, what I'm going, what I'm doing. Also, I have a brand new course out, really excited about this, called The Disciplines of a Spirit-Filled Life. And in this course, it's a 12-part course, 12 videos, 12 audios, PDF sermon notes for all of these things. I go through the practices of how we build a life that really works in God. One of the really frustrating things in ministry, whether that's as a pastor or as an evangelist, is so often people come and it's like their spiritual lives are really dysfunctional, and they kind of want you to pray for them. Take it in Jesus' name. And you know, God does miracles, but we can't live long-term by miracles. God will do miracles when things are really out of kilt, out of whack. But he only brings us back, and we then need to learn the ways of God. So learning how to walk with him well, consistently, all the days of your life is a really important thing. Hey, do check that out below, this disciplines course. And that's 50% off for the first 3 weeks. So I know that would be a blessing to you. Hey, let me talk about faith. And I was thinking this before. I don't know why this is. I'm probably a shy, quiet person. But I like taking risks. I like being alive. And I'm one of those people, probably a silly part of me in a way, but if I hear about somebody else doing something or some great hero of God who did something, I like to do it too. And sometimes I've really got myself in trouble doing that. Years ago, I read a book by a guy called Colin Urquhart who ordered a brand new car by faith. And you know, when he ordered the car with no money, money came in from all over the world. So I tried it. I ordered a car by faith, signed the papers, but no money came in from all over the world. And I had to pay to get out of this deal, and it was so embarrassing. But you know, I actually learned a lot about that. I probably had more than a car's worth of stories and blessing out of that principle, and God's given me several cars over the years. But you know, I was just thinking about it. Something I hadn't thought about years ago. I was preaching in Manchester this weekend, and somebody mentioned the name of a man, I won't put it out here, that I haven't seen for probably 30, 35 years. But let me tell you a quick story. So back in the 1980s, there was a conference I really wanted to go to in this, right on the south coast of England. And a guy called Don Double was preaching. I don't know if he's still alive, Brother Double, but a real man of God. And so I'm living in the north of England in Cheshire, and with a couple of friends, we were talking about going to this conference, and I really wanted to go, and I had absolutely no money whatsoever. And anyway, I went and prayed about it, and I really felt the Lord say, Graham, go to the conference. I'll pay for you. I'll treat you. So the next day I saw my friends, they said, hey, we decided we're going to go. So I said, I'll come too. And one of the two guys, the older one, had a car. He said, I'll drive you guys down there. So great. And he picked us up, I remember, on a Friday morning in Cheshire. And we had to drive probably about 5 hours to the south coast of England. And I had no money whatsoever for this conference. And the deal was you paid when you checked into the hotel. And it was the longest drive of my life. All the way down, I'm driving. I'm in the back seat, actually, in this car. I'm absolutely, at a practical, emotional level, I'm absolutely terrified, thinking, what's going to happen when we get there? I'm going to be so embarrassed. I've got no money, and what do I do? And every time we stopped at a rest area, maybe get a coffee or whatever, I mean, I had no money for a coffee firstly, but I'd be constantly thinking, is God going to send somebody with the money here? Am I going to meet somebody? Is something going to happen? Like, how's God going to get me there? And all the way around, my brain and my fears are at work. and I'm really dreading getting there. And eventually we arrive on the south coast of the UK. We book into this little hotel, and there's a long line of people waiting to check into the conference and register and pay. You know, about 20 people, and we're standing in this line, and the line's getting nearer and nearer. And I'm trying to think of a million. I'm thinking, like, do I hitchhike back? What do I do? Do I ask my friend if I can sleep in their room? Like, oh, God. About one person before we get to the check-in desk, suddenly the guy who'd been driving said, he turned to my friend and I and said, you know, I feel the Lord wants me to pay for you two. Is that okay? And I was like, yeah. So this guy paid for us all for the conference, food, accommodation, gas, whatever. And God was so amazing. That weekend while I was there, somebody invited me to preach in London on the way back home. And they gave me an offering, which I then gave to this guy and was able to, you know, repay him in that way. But I was just thinking about that today. Here's the point I want to say to you. Two or three things real quick. Come on, if you want your faith to grow, you've got to spend time in the Word. Yeah, faith doesn't come. Doing stupid things without faith just causes stupid things. But if we want our faith to grow, we've got to continually spend time in the Word. And all of the Word is not equal. All preaching is not equal. God wants us to spend time. Faith, words, nourish. Second thing I was thinking of this, if we're ever going to have glorious breakthroughs and victories in our faith, like that's actually a really great story now I think about it. That I was, there was guys like my spiritual father, and once the Lord said to him, go into a restaurant and have a meal on me. And this guy went to a restaurant, ate a whole meal with no money. And a similar story, as he was checking out, somebody came in and paid for his meal. But here's the point I want you to get. If you want to have those experiences, you're going to have to take risks. And your flesh never wants to walk by faith. Your flesh likes the idea of faith. Your flesh likes the testimony of faith. Your flesh likes, you know, kind of boasting in that. But your flesh tries to live risk-free. And God does not call us to a risk-free lifestyle. And I think we've got to practice risk. I think we've got to practice, frankly, putting our flesh in a place where it's uncomfortable. You know, Tim Ferriss, the author, not a Christian, not even recommending him, I'm just making this point. Tim Ferriss once said this, and it really touched me. He said he advises everybody to do this 10 times, to go to Starbucks 10 times, order a coffee, and then ask for a discount. Now, think about that. Why would anybody ask for a discount at Starbucks? Nobody asks for a discount at Starbucks. If you're buying a car, maybe you'd negotiate the price, or a house, or nobody asks for a discount at Starbucks. And he's not actually talking about saving money. His point is, the very fact of you standing there saying, can I have a dollar off my coffee? I mean, it's just so cheeky, so crazy, so embarrassing. He says, if you'll do that about 10 times, that pride, that thing, that being uncomfortable, suddenly you get to the place, he said, by the 8th, 9th, 10th time where you're actually pretty comfortable in that circumstance, and a smile is on your face and your heart rate isn't raised, as it were. And I think God wants us to be that way, where we will prove him, we will pray and believe to see results, and we'll act as if faith works. When you act upon the Word of God, you activate the Word of God. So I encourage you, find some place to take some risks today. Pray for somebody and ask them to walk, ask them to move. It's not our prayers which actually see breakthrough. It's when faith is involved with them. So find some way to activate your faith today in Jesus' name. I hope that blesses you, confuses you. Hey, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you guys. If I can pray for you in any way, drop that in the comments, and I promise you I will do that. And looking forward to being back in the US this weekend. We'll be speaking in Sturbridge Sunday morning, Norwalk, Connecticut, Sunday afternoon. So bye for now.